Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Shin Mem. And we're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Yesterday we learned that a person is not allowed to do any sort of mechika on Shabbos, any sort of erasing on Shabbos, if it involves two osios with enough room that you can go and then write two letters in that place, that would be an issur deraisa chiyuv chatos. And if you were to do one letter, so then under certain situations it would also be an issur deraisa with a chatos, but many times it would just be chatzi shir osam in a Torah, as well as there are other times when it would only be an issur derabbanan. And we have one Mishneh Berurah to finish off from there, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. The Mishneh Berurah says that you'll be chayiv in issur deraisa when you erased this space that could entail two letters being written there. And he says, V'hu shekavonoso, the understanding over here is that his intention was, Be'ez HaMachik, at the time that he erased it over here, She'iroi Emas She'irtze, that it would be able to be written whenever he wants, Lav Davka, that he would write it on Shabbos, Lichtov Shteyosios. So he's erasing it on Shabbos, but Lav Davka does he have to rewrite the two letters over there on Shabbos. V'lo Bo'inon, She'iskavein Lichtov B'Shabbos, and there's no intention over here that he's going to write them on Shabbos. The erasure alone on Shabbos, enough of a space that you could write two letters, even though your intention is to write those two letters on Sunday, is the Issa Doraisa. Likewise, v'chein b'soser, when somebody destroys something, almanas livnos, in order to go and build it, which is an Issa over here, on Shabbos, the koreo, or he tears something, almanas litfor, in order to sew it up. So the act of destruction is on Shabbos that makes the iser, even though your act of repair is intended to be done after Shabbos. Then he adds, nofal dio, if some ink spilled, o shar dover lach, or other liquid of some sort, al sefer, on a paper, on a book, al yilach echenu, you're not allowed to go and lap it up, bilshono, either with your tongue, or ayir chatzenu b'mayim, or to pour water on it in some way to get rid of the stain that you got there, because in this way over here, you're going to be erasing when you do this. Furthermore, also liting shaiva al hasefer, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to put wax on a book as a bookmark. L'simen b'makom shirotz la'ayin b'lamachar. They didn't have simple bookmarks necessarily, so they put a piece of wax in over there. So you're not allowed to do this. Why? Mipnei chashash meruach, because you may come and forget yourself and go and rub it off. And this is brought down in the name of the Achronim. So you can't put this wax there on Shabbos for usage on Motzei Shabbos or at any other time after that, again, because of the concern you may come to wipe it off on Shabbos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Asur l'shaber uga, you're not allowed to go and break a cookie, shekasav aleha kimin osios, that has written on it letters, like happy birthday on a cookie, afapish enu mechavein rak l'achil, even though your intention of breaking it over here is not that you can go and rewrite two letters over there on this cookie, it's because you want to eat the cookie. Because this is forbidden, the heavy mochek. He brings this down from the Mordechai in Perikla Gadol and Shabbos, that this would be considered erasing on Shabbos and would be forbidden. This is a very important halacha l'maisa question. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat Nidalit that while you're not allowed to break it, mutter litno litinuk, you can give it to a young child and he can go and eat this cookie and that's not a problem. Dirshu footnote number 23 brings down the reasoning behind this is because you're not obligated to go and stop a child from doing an Issa D'Rabbanan. However, the father would be obligated to stop his child from doing an Issa D'Rabbanan because of chinuch, and therefore the father couldn't give the cookie to this child. The Matzis HaShekel asks, however, normally we know that you're not allowed to give non-kosher food to a child. So isn't this like giving the child non-kosher food? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, there's a difference over here. The Isser to give a child non-kosher food is specifically if the food is not kosher, not that the child will do an Isser if he goes and eats this food. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim disagrees and says, no, when you're not allowed to give a child any sort of Isser food, even if it's not your own child, it's not only talking about Isuri Achila, but it's even talking about over here that the child will do an Isser while he's eating it. So when the Mordechai said that you are allowed to go give this child the cookie, it's talking about that if the child already has the cookie in his hand, you're not mechuyev to take it away from him. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sif Katan Tezvav, V'davka kishekosvin ala ugos osios midover acher. This prohibition that the Mordechai brings down over here, as quoted by the Ramah, is if the writing is with some other material. Avol kishaksivo hi meha uga atzma, but if the cookie itself is fashioned in the shape of a letter, bitfus or biyadayim, through some sort of a form that you made it all with the hands, then shari, you would be allowed to, because the ain shem ksivo la, that's not called writing on it. The entire cookie is in the shape of a letter, let's say, and that's not a problem. Umimea, mimela lo shayach b'ze mechika, that's not a problem of mechika. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, likewise, if the dough over here is added on top of a dough, so you add letters on top of a cake, let's say, by making additional pieces of cake and sticking them one dough onto the other, that is a problem of mechik over here. That's not considered that it's the same thing. That's considered dover acher. The issue footnote number 25 brings down that the Mekubalim over here used to go and make certain designs on the matzos of Pesach, and others would go and show which were the premier matzos to be used from the first or second or third batch, and this is allowed as long as they were doing it from the matzah itself and not adding something else onto it. However, the issue footnote number 26 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagreed, and he says there's no chilik over here between osios that are a chilik mea uga atzma ubein osios da suyus midova acher. He says in both situations, osur l'shover, you're not allowed to go and break it. But he does agree that if the entire uga is in the shape of a letter, that's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'cheinim kosav ha'osios bidvash ha'ma'or b'mayim. If you were to go write the letters on top of the cookie with some sort of honey mixed with water, or sharmei peris or other juices, that's also not a problem. Gam kein ein lahachmir, one is allowed to go and eat that. And he brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion Oschaf Aleph in the name of the Aguda, the El Yeraba, the Chayodam, and the Teferis Yisroel. The issue footnote number 27 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, Kivan shaksab nikar, dinan shel osios, kishar osios, sha'al gabi uga. He disagrees and forbids us, but the simple understanding of the Mishnah Berurah in the name of all of these Sachronim is that it is permitted if it's made from either Dvash or from Mei Peros. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezayin says, if you make it in the form of osios, v'yesh machmirim afilu b'tzirim. Some say it doesn't have to actually be letters, but even if there are shapes over here, designs, it would also be forbidden. And Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nud Zayin explains the reason why this is forbidden is because it's considered mochek. And he says, v'af deino amanas lechtov, even though normally mochek is erasure for the purpose of writing. And here, obviously, if you're eating this cookie, it's not for the purpose of writing something new on the cookie. Nevertheless, he says, isura derabbanon miyu ika. It still is an isur derabbanon to go and eat this cookie over here, to break this cookie. V'af she'enu mechavi limchok, even though you have no intention over here of erasing, you want to eat the cookie. So psik reishahu, it still nevertheless is obviously going to happen as you take a bite from it, for os af bederabbanon, and this is still forbidden on a derabbanon basis. And this is found, kidemukach besimen shin yudvav in sif dalet. The issue foot number 30 reminds us that over there we were talking about putting some sort of a mat over a beehive that will invariably cause the bees to be trapped, and we forbade that even though it's only an issur d'rabbanan. The issue footnote number 29 brings down that if the cookie was already cut on Erev Shabbos, then Rav Shlomo Zalman, as brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Ki Hilchos of Erev Neworth Zatzal, Shemutu Lahotzi Mimena Prusa B'Shabbos, then you'd be allowed to go take that piece out on Shabbos that was already cut. Afal Pisha Yidei Kacha Osios Misparkos, even though you're not separating the letters, but since it was cut already beforehand, that is permissible. He further adds that to separate the cookie, let's say, in between the two letters without breaking any of the letters, so near Rish Ladasa going with Shlomo Zalman's Atzal, that would be acceptable. But Kriyas Daf Bein Osios Ain Issa Korea. That's not called tearing over here when you're cutting in between the two letters and not actually cutting the letters itself. And he says, Mutur Lasos Kain, you can in fact do that. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ayin and Sefer Dogel Mirvava, major kula he's now going to bring down from the Dogel Mirvava, which can be seen as well here in the Shari Tshuva, who's very makel in this din. And the issue footnote number 31 brings down, Ubatamadover, the reasoning behind this is brought down in the Mogen Avram, Shiesh Hamatirim Psik Resha B'Issa D'Rabbanon. It's based upon, even though it's a Psik Resha, but if it's in regards to an Issa D'Rabbanon, the Af Ha'osrim Lo Osru betray D'Rabbanon, that even those that say that a Psik Resha is also by a D'Rabbanon, they wouldn't say it by a double D'Rabbanon. And over here we're talking about a double D'Rabbanon, because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon over here of Mechika, because it's not Almanas Lichtov, and as well, you're doing it with a Shinui over here, and therefore it would be permissible. And this is brought down over here, the Mishnah says, V'avio b'shari tshuva, v'yesh lismoch alav, kishe'enu shover, b'mkom ha'osios b'yodo, rach b'piv, derech achila. The Mishnah brings down, in the name, in the Os Chav Beis and Shaar HaTzion, this is brought down by the Prima Godim, that's even more makel on this, that if you're not breaking it with your hands, but you're breaking it with your mouth as part of the eating it, that is permissible. In the Shari Tshuva itself over here in Os Hey, he brings down from the Dogum Ravava, Shekosav Heter Gomeru. The Dogum Ravava says it's absolutely permitted over here, and he says the fact that the Rambam says over here that we said when you should give it to children, that's because these specifically were made for children over here as a skula, and therefore he was only matir that rock latinokos. However, Avo Ba'al Mutar Af L'Gedolim, but he says there's absolutely no problem he says, even according to the Rambam over here, to even have adults eat this over here, and he says, v'amachmir, if somebody wants to be machmir in this, gesunte yachmir liatzel, he should be machmir himself, avololi acherim, but he shouldn't force other people to take upon themselves this chumrah. The issue footnote number 32 has a whole interesting side discussion over here. What about smoking a cigarette on Yontif? If there are letters on the cigarette, are you allowed to do this? So I, in Shum, for those that wish to look at that, I would point out that according to many, many poskim, contemporary as well as previous generations of poskim, including the Chofetz Chaim, who said that you're over minishmartem ma'od es nafsho sechem by smoking. So many, many great poskim say that it is absolutely awesome to smoke on a weekday, never mind on Yontif. The issue footnote number 33 has a very interesting point as well. He brings down from the Chazon Ish, she'mechikas osios bederech achila, when the heter over here that the Mishnah Berurah brought down, that you can go and eat the letters over here based upon the Dogma Revava. He says that's because it's derech achila in this situation, and therefore, even though it's a psik resha, it's the lo nichole betray the rabbanon. As we pointed out, it's only over here going to be something that you have no intention for, and the two derabbanons over here, the act of doing this because it's not al menas lichtov is only a derabbanon, and you're doing it klachayat. So therefore, he writes, she'ein lismoch al hetzer, the Chazon Ish doesn't allow you to go and rely upon this heter, because he says, the heter psik resha betrayed the rabbanon in a muchra. He says, there's no marker for this, and therefore he doesn't agree with this. However, even the Chazon Ish allows you, livloa esa uga below lilo sosa, as long as you're not chewing it, you're taking it, it's a small cookie, and you're swallowing the whole thing whole, so Rav Nissen Karol Shlita allows you to go and do this in this situation. This has a huge nafkamin over here. He says, therefore, mitam ze mutu livloa trufa, sheksuvos olea osios oshimitsiorim olea tsiorim. How you'll have to take a pill according to this strict interpretation of the Chazon Ish. If the pill has letters of the drug company that makes it on it, or it has the name of the drug on it, or some other design on it. So in this situation, you're allowed to go and swallow this pill, because even if you're not allowed to chew it or go and separate this with your hands, but if you're swallowing it whole, it is not a problem of mechika, even according to the machmirim over here, a major kula. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, what about if you have a book, the Sefer Shekosav Aleha Barashe Chudei Dapov Osios Otevos? You have on the side of a book, sometimes there are words written on it over there, or some sort of design written on it. So he says, Yesh Osrim Leposchu. He brings down an Oschav Gimel in the Shaar Tzion. This is from the Levush, the Mogen Avram, the Gam, the Maim Mordechai. All say, Yesh Li Zorv, is that one should be careful not to do this, that you shouldn't open up such a book. Yesh osrim lefoscho ulinolo b'shabbos. You can't open or close such a book because the ayideh psicha, when you open up this book, shover her osios, you're removing the letters on the side of the book. The heavy kamochik, and this is the equivalent of erasing. And likewise, v'kivon shenolo, when you close the book, heavy kikosi, you're now rewriting the letters, so to say. However, he brings down avoldas haramah b'tshuva lohokam, the ramah, and the tshuvas of the ramah is makel. The Chen Das Harbi Achroni brings down an Oschav Dal in the Shaar Tzion. This is the opinion of many Achronim, the Knesset Zagdola, the Taz, the Prisha, the Ramah, the Chavos Yor, the El Yeraba, Tosefer Shabbos, and other poskim all say that you can be Mekel, the Gam Kosu Shekena Minuk. And he writes there that this is the accepted custom to be Mekel in this situation, albeit the Chazon Ish disagrees, and the Chazon Ish says that you should be Machmer. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah explains with time on the reasoning why you can be Mekel according to these poskim, the Kivan de Osi Lino Velivtoach. He says the whole purpose of this book is to open it and close it, to read it. So therefore, Talmud, you're constantly doing this. So Leko Ba Mishun Mechika Uksiva. It doesn't have any halachic status over here of erasing or writing. And he says this is comparable. V'havikidelis Haniskar V'nivtach. This is like a door that opens and closes, Talmud, constantly. Deinbo Mishun Binyan Ustira. We don't say over here that there is an Isser of Binyan and Stira. Every time you're opening and closing the door, you're making or destroying the house. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, what happens if a page is ripped? So this is not like the side of the book. It's potentially different over here. So Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igros. Moshe says, Mutur lahatzmin esakroyim elu lelu. There's no problem if you're approximating the ripped part and you're reading it together. That's not a problem. Or to separate it, it's not a problem as well. Kishem shemutur liftoach oliskor sefer sheksuvos bo osios bitzide hadaf. He says this is no different than the lenient opinion that the Ramah just brought down. So you're allowed to open and close a book that has writing on the side. So too, if when you're opening and closing the book, a ripped page will be approximated or be separated, that's not a problem. And he says that is therefore permissible. However, others disagree. Nissen Karol Shlita brings down that this is totally different. The book is made to be open and closed, but this tear over here is not made to be approximated and separated, and therefore he would say that it is absolutely forbidden. The issue footnote number 25 brings down another reason for the hetter over here of the Ramah. He says, Eino nechshav kisiva o mechika. This idea over here that you're approximating the letters when you open and close the book, you're writing or destroying, he says, it's not called mechika or kisiva. That is not an act of erasing or writing. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah passes with Chayin HaMinog, which, as we pointed out in Dershu 37, he says the Chazon Ish disagrees, but that is the makel opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and all of these Achronim that one can rely upon this to open and close a Sefer, or Mikol Makom. However, they all agree, Nachon Lahachmir Kishiesh Lo Sefer Acher. You have two Chumashim in front of you. One has writing on the side, and one doesn't have writing on the side, so certainly it would be preferable to take the Chumash that doesn't have the writing on the side. Why go against the Chazon Ish and all the others that say that you have to be Machmir in this situation and rely upon a leniency when you have an alternative. The issue footnote number 40 brings down Vitsefer Shemitsuyeris Psidi Dapov Tsuros She'ela Mashmos. It has some sort of a design on it, but it doesn't actually have writing or a picture. So then he brings out from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal She'en Tzorach LaHachmir. Here you don't have to be Machmir and take a different Sefer, Shalom LaFosco, and you shouldn't open up this book. And he says it's also the opinion of Riss and Karl Shlita, because you're not really writing anything over here. It's just some sort of a design. And therefore, if there's somebody, let's say, squiggled on the side of a Sefer, and now when you're opening and closing it, you're erasing and then putting back together the squiggle, that would not be a problem. With this, we conclude today's shiur.